The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Eat Your Greens, the podcast, a show about how eating a plant-based diet can save the world. Here's your host, longtime vegan, Erin Bostrom. Welcome back to another episode of Eat Your Greens, the podcast. I am so glad you decided to come back to join me for this week's episode. So without further ado, let's just dive right in. So this week's episode, we're going to be talking about a little bit of a heavier, quote unquote, heavier topic. And this episode is titled Journey to Body Neutrality and Being Plant-Based, How Being Plant-Based Personally Helped Me on My Journey to Body Neutrality, kind of explaining what that is and talking a little bit about my personal struggle with food and with body image and how being vegan has drastically improved that. In the last episode, I talked about very basics when it comes to transitioning to being fully plant-based. And in this week's episode, like I said, I'm going to dive a lot deeper into my personal journey with food and becoming plant-based. And I want to help you find ways to make the process of becoming fully plant-based, fully vegan, a little easier and a little less stressful. I do want to preface this by saying in this episode, I'm going to be talking about eating disorders and my personal struggle with food. And if that is not a topic that you are comfortable hearing, totally understand. And just be sure to join me for next week's episode. We'll be talking about more vegan stuff that doesn't have to do with this. But I feel like this is a really important part of my journey. And I feel like sharing this can definitely help some people feel not so alone with their own relationship with food. So I'm going to just hop right in. This is not something that I often share, but I'm trying to get to a point where I feel more comfortable talking about stuff like this because it is an important part of my past, of the journey that is that I have had to get to the person that I am today. My personal relationship with food and how being vegan changed my perception about nourishing my body really made a huge difference when it came to healing myself from such a negative relationship with food. And I know that a lot of people personally struggle with having a positive relationship with food and creating quote unquote healthy eating habits, whatever that might mean for you. And I'm not just talking about eating salad all the time, like healthy as in like giving your body what it needs to function at the best way it can. So to start off my personal story, it started when I was about 13 years old and began having your very typical teenage girl body image issues that everyone has, not just girls, everybody has body image issues and struggles with comparing themselves to others. But I do think that as a woman and as a young girl, that idea of like feeling like you don't like your body, you don't like the body you're in, and comparing yourself to others is almost taught to you from a really young age, whether it is intentional or not. Like for me, my mom is the most wonderful person, and she has never done anything intentionally to make me or my sister feel bad about our bodies or anything. But when you grow up hearing your mom compare herself to other people and say that she's so fat or that she looks bad, that can, even when it's not intentionally about you, that can always feel like it is. And then you learn those ideas, you learn that mentality of being negative to yourself because you're not the societal standard of beauty, whatever. Anyway, so that was when it started, when I was in probably eighth grade, kind of just realizing that I don't necessarily feel like I look like every other girl. And that was a big, big struggle for me growing up. When I was 14, kind of in that transitional period from eighth grade to freshman year of high school, I developed an eating disorder and I became absolutely consumed with counting calories and losing weight, and on a daily basis would eat less than 300 calories. This caused me to have tons of issues, as one might expect when you're literally 14 years old going through puberty and going through these big transitions in your life to stop eating. Like, it's pretty damaging to your body. This caused me to constantly feel cold, feel lightheaded, would pass out almost every time I stood up too fast, get lightheaded, to the point where even me as a 14-year-old, I was like, I am doing damage to myself, and I should maybe stop or maybe try to not feel this way. So my solution for that was going from this really severe restricting mindset and being crazy about what I was consuming to being like, I don't care, I'm gonna just eat whatever I want. And this kind of idea of going from this severe restriction for months, for a long time, your body like overcompensates for that and tends to, not always, but can develop a binge eating disorder. When I got into that mentality, when I started binge eating, I gained almost, actually probably all the weight that I had lost and more, which sent me into yet another spiral, another bout of body image issues. At this point, I was like, I cannot do this. I can't constantly be feeling like this. So I started seeing a counselor, just like the school counselor, and things started to feel better for me. However, this, like most things, most journeys, was not linear. You know, there's ups, there's downs, there's backs, there's forths, and it ended quickly after high school. When I went off to college, I gained, you know, that freshman 15 that everybody talks about, which rattled my self-esteem yet again. And I do want to actually just throw something in here that I have never been someone who like wants to feel value in physical appearance. I will get into that when I talk a little bit about body neutrality, but like I never wanted to be someone who like put so much value of that into my physical appearance. I never wanted that. And so when it came to really like myself, it was such an internal struggle being like, I don't like how I look, but I want to love how I look no matter what it is. And I want to be this like strong and independent person who loves myself and doesn't care what other people think. Anyway, I just want to preface that because I feel like talking about weight gain often gives the idea that that's bad, and it's not. It's not bad. Anyway, so when I went off to college, like I said, gained more weight, and that feeling of wanting to restrict what I was eating came over me again. And from this time, for about the next 2 years, up until my end of my junior year of college, I ended up losing over 80 pounds, which is a lot. And this was one of the most damaging things to me personally, especially when you go from being one way to being another, that a lot of people would comment on it. They'd be like, oh, you look so good. Oh, you must be so healthy now. Like, you seem like you're really getting healthy, like stuff like that, which is like, I'm actually not. but hearing that and hearing everyone say how good I look just once again affirmed that feeling of self-doubt that I had previously. When I turned 21 and refused to order a drink on my birthday because I didn't want the quote-unquote empty calories, I knew that I was done feeling this way, that I wanted help, that I wanted to get better. And you might be like, hearing this whole story, being thinking, what does that have to do with being vegan? Well, I'm unconnected right now, so don't you even worry. But I met with a dietitian who recommended that I not only work on my relationship with food, but work on the things that I used to really love, which is like, I used to love to cook. And when I told her my story, I talked about things that I was passionate about, environmentalism, things like that, and how that I had been eating mostly vegetarian and mostly plant-based, even when I was eating And she said that if that's going to help, go vegan. Have this cause and be like, I'm going to nourish my body. I am going to do this for the environment and find something that really resonates with me, like I was talking about in the last episode, that helps you focus on nourishing your body with foods that are from the earth, that you can cook yourself, and that are just make you feel good. As hard as this was, I began cooking more and creating vegan recipes that I loved as well as my friends and family loved. And while this was not an easy process transitioning to this different mindset when it comes to being, you know, in this body that is doing its job as serving as a body, being plant-based, finding this greater cause, this reason that I wanted to do this for the environment, for these animals, was a crucial first step in rebuilding my relationship with food and with myself. So a big thing was learning just the importance of nourishing your body. Being with whole natural foods that the earth has grown was the best way for me to do that. It's definitely not for everybody, but yeah, I'm still definitely learning, still working to recover from these issues that I've had in my past, but becoming vegan, finding this passion for environmentalism, for cooking, for stuff like that has really been such a big part of helping with healing. So to change from that kind of little sad anecdote about my life, I want to talk about getting started the way I did, finding ways to start your journey in fun and inclusive kind of ways. And the best way I could do that was cooking. So my suggestion would be to veganize some of your favorite recipes. For example, one of my favorite things that my mom used to make when I was younger was red beans and rice, which was the first recipe that I was really excited to try to veganize and like play with and create something that I really liked. That definitely helped me. And I do think that that is something that can help a lot of people. Making these little changes can help you and others realize that going vegan does not necessarily mean you're giving up all of the food that you love. And because there's tons of substitutions and there's tons of ways to make things just as good without cheese or without heavy cream and stuff like that. And the substitutions are super good, if not better. The last kind of bit of suggestions that I have is some vegan cookbooks. I love cookbooks. I love online cookbooks, everything. One of my favorites is The Minimalist Baker. She is a British baker and cook who has a online cookbook, totally free, with literally every recipe you could ever imagine. They're also very minimal, shocker, and easy to follow. Perfect for people just getting into cooking or someone who maybe is like, I'm not a good cook. Like that, I'm sure you are. You just got to put a little time into it. The other thing that I really loved, the other cookbook, is called The College Vegan Cookbook. It is easy and affordable vegan recipes that are perfect for college students and folks that are on a budget, that are balling on a budget and want to eat vegan. Yeah, so those are just a few little steps that you can take. I hope that in sharing my kind of personal journey helps you feel like you're not so alone in maybe your own personal struggle, things like that. I'm going to cut it off right here, wrap up this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed listening, and if you did, please tune in next week. We are going to be diving even deeper into kind of the history of vegan diets, cultures that are traditionally plant-based and have majority plant-based foods in their diets. I don't know why that was so hard for me to say, and things like that. So I look forward to seeing you here next week, and I hope you enjoyed. Peace out.